join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call anytime, 800-387-8025, or connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, here we are, already up to our E-Block segment. It's time for Destination Spotlight number 63 in our series as Mary and I turn our attention to the 36th state in our nation, admitted to the Union on Halloween in 1849, known as the Silver State, because we're off to Reno, Nevada. And that also means a quick message about our exclusive Destination Spotlight sponsor, Travel Pro Luggage.
Whether it's the Platinum Collection that we travel with, the Max Light series that Rudy enjoys, or something from their other collections, one of the most important items that ensures a successful trip is quality luggage. You'll do none better than Travel Pro.
No, you won't, because Travel Pro is the choice of flight crews and frequent travelers, and what we like is they stand behind their products with lifetime warranties. If you're in the market for new luggage or you're looking for that perfect gift, look no further than Travel Pro Luggage. Check them out at travelpro.com. You'll find all their offerings and specials. Or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right. Now, Robert and I want to welcome Bob Conrad. He's the editor of This Is Reno, who's waiting for us on the show hotline.
Hello, Bob. Thanks for checking in with Mary and me for today's Destination Spotlight.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Listen, for anyone who's never been to Reno, I often say it's a very different Nevada experience than you'll find in Las Vegas, for sure. You're about a two-hour car ride northwest of Sacramento and maybe 45 miles or so, you know, from Lake Tahoe to your south. Like Las Vegas, Reno has its popular casinos, with the Peppermill Resort Spa Casino and the Silver Legacy being the two largest. Reno likes to be known as the biggest little city in the world. Why is that, Bob?
You know, I hope you don't expect an academic response as to where that tagline came from, but Reno has kind of always had this identity thing going, whether it's a divorce or something in popular entertainment. But I think in the past 5 years, what we've become most known for is sort of our arts, food, and events culture. We have seen in Reno, Nevada, a tremendous turnaround in terms of what's happened in the city.
So let's talk about some of the events. I think of Reno, it's home to so many popular late summer and fall events. You're the home base for Burning Man. There's the Great Reno Balloon Race that attracts, I think, more than 100,000 people each year. It's the largest free hot air balloon event in the world, which is pretty amazing that you guys have that there. And you have the Reno Air Races with hundreds of aircraft on display that draws another 150,000 or so to the area. These are big events. What are some that you're particularly passionate about?
You know, I don't want to take anything away from the huge events. Hot August Nights is one that's tremendous, brings tons of people to the area. It's sort of a celebration of 50s car culture and music. They just announced their 2020 entertainment lineup literally in the last week or so. So that's something to look forward to. Mm-hmm. But there are a number of sort of smaller venues and smaller events that don't get quite the attention that some of the larger ones do that I think are just amazing. I'll just pick one example. We have a tremendous independent local theater culture, I guess you could say. We have a number of small theaters in the area. Admittedly, I haven't been to every single one of them, but I have yet to see a poor theater production in Reno.
All right, so some people listening to our broadcast right now may not know that the National Automotive Museum is located in Reno, and it has a substantial collection of cars and trucks in the hundreds, frankly, to satisfy any enthusiast, and that's going to include the horseless carriages, race cars, celebrity vehicles, movie cars, and so many other models. You've also, though, attracted major tech companies to the area with Tesla, Google, I think Panasonic, Amazon, and Microsoft have all moved in recent years. Have they helped really kind of reinvigorate Reno for the future?
You know, I would say most definitely they have, and it's not necessarily a direct impact, although you could probably argue that it is very direct. What these companies have done have basically they brought a ton of people to the area and a ton of recognition to the area. And I think with that, we've become more of a travel destination and more known for things, like I mentioned before, like our culinary scene. You know, we have some really nice restaurants here in the area. So, yeah, I would say they have had an impact. You know, how much of that is direct, I can't really say for sure, but most definitely they have helped bring us onto the international.
Well, I would think they have. Yeah. And do you think most visitors coming to Reno that they, you know, it's almost something they must do to take that trip down to the Lake Tahoe area since it's so beautiful?
You know, Lake Tahoe is literally about, like you mentioned before, about a 45-minute drive. but also Virginia City. Everybody knows Virginia City. What they may not know is we have some very interesting events that come out of Virginia City, such as outhouse races, the Mountain Oyster Festival. And I don't know if you know what that is, but I'll let you put that in your Google search bar. And we also have a camel race.
Well, listen, these could be – so this is going to lead into our next question. This is the last question. We only have about 25, 30 seconds with you right now. But the last question, and the one that we like to ask every guest when we have somebody on the Destination Spotlight section of our show, to tell us something surprising or interesting about Reno that might entice our listeners to come visit. And the Mountain Oyster Festival might be one of them.
Absolutely. I will tell you the thing that stands out to me is our mural in Reno. We are exploding with murals. And
now, the street art, that's true. Yeah, that's a really good point.
Yeah, we have a local group called Art Spot Reno that does monthly mural tours.
Okay.
Well, they're very affordable, but they're surprisingly educational.
Bob, listen, we thank you very much for your time. Good luck to you and the team at This Is Reno. And, folks, if you want to find out more, just go to reno.gov. Have a great day, okay?
Thanks, Bob. Take care.
Thank you.
All right, there we go. Mountain oysters. Check those out. I think I know what it is, but I don't want to say right now.
What are they?
they involve animals. We'll leave it there. Anyway, thanks very much, folks. We appreciate you joining us today. You can find all the places that we're covering on the homepage of our website under Destination Spotlight. And that is going to do it for Hour 1 of the program this week. Hour 2 is coming right up. After these messages, Mary and I will be back, and we'll be talking everything and anything in the world of travel with you.
You've been listening to your RM World Travel Connection, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.